Hi everyone, and welcome to Autism Hope Library. I am so excited about this next guest. His name is Jeff Thurston. He's from Master Supplements, and today we're going to be talking about enzymes and probiotics and the important role they play in our body. Welcome, Jeff. Thank you so much for being here.
Well, it's good to be here.
Well, I know we've had other interviews, and I always love everything we talk about because I always learn so much. So for people watching right now, if you guys haven't seen any of our past interviews with Jeff, please go back into the library and watch those. But today we're going to be talking about enzymes and probiotics. But before we start, let's talk about what are enzymes, and then later we'll say what are probiotics for those that still don't know.
Okay, let's put it this way. Everything that goes on in your body happens because of enzymes. An enzyme will take a substrate and break it down into smaller parts, but it also regulates body systems and biochemical pathways. It's all done with enzymes, and enzymes need either a mineral or a vitamin to be activated. So we have to be very careful, and there's some enzymes that you can get from plants, some enzymes you can get from animals, and they have very specific roles. Catalase will only break down hydrogen peroxide. It's not going to do anything else. You know, so they have a very specific target, what they do. Systemic enzymes will get into your bloodstream and help clean things up there. Digestive enzymes will help break down fat, fiber, and carbohydrates.
And then let's talk about probiotics. A lot of people get confused on enzymes and probiotics. So what are probiotics?
Probiotics are bugs. You know, I mean, it's pretty simple. And if you look at the food that we eat, the proteins, the carbohydrates, and the fats are all absorbed in the small intestine. The only food that goes undisturbed through the small intestine are fibers. Humans don't make enzymes to break down fibers. So it's the bacteria that are in your gut that are breaking down all the fibers. They may make as many as 6,000 to 10,000 different enzymes to break down different fiber combinations that we eat in the food that we have on our plate. And if we don't break things down, then we're not assimilating what we did eat. We're not eliminating what we should be eliminating. So I look at it at this way. Digestion begins with good food. Now, that's hard to get these days because the way we grow food is just very poor. There's not a lot of mineral content in the food just because of the conventional farming and the processed food. But if you eat good food, it's not just what you eat, it's what you digest. And not what you digest, but what you assimilate and eliminate that matters the most. And then so many people have leaky gut that proteins are getting out, away from where they should be and into your bloodstream, causing a lot of inflammation. And you can take a systemic enzyme to start to clean that stuff up. So it's a process from beginning to end you have to kind of follow. But garbage in, garbage out.
So what happened before we had supplements? Like, how did people get their enzymes and their probiotics? Because clearly our bodies needed them.
Well, it was in your food. So if you eat a piece of fruit, let's just say a pineapple, you're going to get bromelain. That's from pineapple. And papaya is going to give you papain. There's a lot of enzymes in the fruit and vegetables that we eat. Now, protein digesting enzymes our body's making, the pancreas, and the pepsin is in the stomach. So, but where does digestion begin? Where do you think it begins?
Does it on your nose?
With your nose, because you smell food, and what happens when you smell food? You start to salivate. Mm-hmm. So all of a sudden, the digestion process is already beginning. Then we have a problem. We don't chew our food. Mm-hmm. You just chomp, chomp, swallow, chomp, chomp, swallow. We race to see who's done first, and then, you know, so we have all this, big chunks of food that hasn't been macerated well, and you have difficulty digesting. And if you get undigested proteins in your colon, you're gonna have putrefactive anaerobic bacteria growing, and that doesn't sound good. So if you have to eat good food, you have to chew it, and then all your enzymes that you're making, you can do. But today you can get some supplements that are gonna help you. As we age, we produce fewer enzymes. So people like me with a lot of gray hair, you know, we need a few more enzymes than young people like you that are, you know, in good health.
So is that why as we get older, we get heartburn and bloating and different things that I know for me, even I used to be able to eat almost anything as a kid. Mm-hmm. As I've gotten older, there's certain things that I know that doesn't sit well with me.
Yeah, well, there's two ways of looking at heartburn, right? And in many cases, it's your stomach acid is not strong enough. So you need to take something like betaine hydrochloride, which will bring the pH, which is just a measure of acidity, back into that 1.5 to 3 range, and that's where proteins begin to digest.
Okay.
So then the food comes out of the stomach and you pick up some bile, you pick up some pancreatic enzymes, and then at the same time, the sodium bicarbonate's pumped into your small intestine. Now the pH goes up, now different enzymes can work. So some of your carbohydrate digesting enzymes will work better at a higher pH. And then food gets into your colon, the pH goes down, and they've got to go back up again. It's a very complicated system, but if you eat good food, you chew it well, and you have good digestive enzymes, you're going to be healthy. If you don't solve that problem first, finding health some other way is going to be very difficult to do.
And with the supplement, do you take that with the first bite of food? Do you take that multiple times a day? How does that work?
Well, enzymes, if you were to take it, say, a half an hour before a meal, that would be probably optimal. But most people don't do that. Just take it when they start the meal. Or they might take it when they're finished with their meal. And then some enzymes you take away from food. Like, you'll take it first thing in the morning, wait a half an hour, and then eat some protein. Or you take the enzymes 2 hours after eating food. And so each one will do a different thing. One is going to help you digest food. The other one's going to get into your body and start to help clean up your blood and reduce, the blood thickening and help eliminate some of the proteins that have gotten in there from leaky gut.
Now, can you ever overdose on an enzyme, like a digestive enzyme?
No, because most enzymes have a specific function. If the function isn't there, they just excrete it. So for the most part, you take an enzyme that has a very specific job to do.
And then can you heat them up? Like, are they allowed to, like, let's say I had some soup or tea, am I allowed to put, let's say I didn't want to take the whole capsule, can I put that into soup or tea or anything?
Not usually, because if you were to, let's just say you had some oatmeal and you poured some enzymes on the top, it would start to bubble.
Because
it's starting to break it down already. Yeah. And that's just not very appetizing. Probiotics you can do that with. But it's really difficult to do that with enzymes.
Now, can you put it in something cold?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like
for kids that can't swallow, let's say.
The enzymes are much more difficult than probiotics for children that can't swallow.
Mm-hmm.
Very much more difficult, because if you open it up and there's any kind of a sore, you can get some burning in their mouth, which is not going to be pleasant either. It's best if you can, and there's some little tricks you can do, when they get a little bit older. This is something I learned a long time ago. If they can drink through a straw,
mm-hmm.
and you give them a cold drink, right, and they're drinking through a straw, their tongue curls around the straw, and then they swallow. So what you do is have them drink a cold drink, then put the capsule on their tongue and put the straw in their mouth, and it's just going to go right down. They're not even thinking about it because they've already curled their tongue into a form to take it down.
Oh,
and it's cold so that their nerves are not quite as sensitive.
That's a really good trick. Now, let's talk about probiotics. So, we've all heard commercials with yogurt and probiotics. I mean, you and I have known each other for years. So mm-hmm. we've been talking about probiotics, I feel, way longer than these commercials have been out. Yet people somehow think that if they eat yogurt, that they're getting enough probiotics. Or if they, have something that, they feel is a probiotic through food, that's enough. Is that enough?
It can be. Let me put it this way. There are... If you get into strain specificity, in other words, you just say Lactobacillus acidophilus LA14. The LA14 means that it's this particular organism that does a little bit different than everybody else with the same first and middle name. So it's very different. In general, very general, if you eat fermented foods, they're more likely to increase histamines. And if you take some probiotics, they're more likely to reduce histamines. And if histamines is an issue, that's important. To me, with a probiotic, you really need to have a few things. Number one, it should be in a glass bottle. These organisms, for the most part, are freeze-dried. That means they're grown, they're dropped into liquid nitrogen, all the water is sucked out of them. So they're very sensitive to water. So we put it in a glass bottle, and we make sure it's as dry as the Sahara Desert's ever been inside the bottle, so we don't have any moisture. A plastic bottle, if it's really cold inside, water can move through that plastic and get in there and start to degrade the organisms. If you are looking at a probiotic, they should be guaranteeing each organism, I mean, a count. In many cases, in some cases, I shouldn't say not many, but in some cases, a probiotic blend means I put in the most of the least expensive and the least of the most expensive. You don't know what you're getting because there's no guarantee. So if you look at the studies are going to say I need 10 billion CFU, which is colony forming units. You need 10 billion for this result. Well, if you put on the label, I have 10 billion of that organism, then you know it'll do what the study says it should do. But if it's just a 10 billion mixed with something else, how much is there? You know, and there are so many things that I've been trying to teach the doctors here about probiotics and enzymes, how specific they are and how careful you can be. There's a small, very small subset of people that can't metabolize the D-negative form of lactic acid. So in a lot of biochemicals, there's mirror images like your hand. They look the same, but the thumbs are on opposite sides. Some people can't handle the D-negative side. And what happens? You get gas, bloating, brain fog, and fatigue. So I say, well, if that's an issue, why would you take a probiotic that makes D-negative lactic acid? You want to take one that makes L-positive. So you have to know what the organisms are, what they can do, and then hopefully the doctors will look at the patient and say, this is what we need to give them to do this, that, or anything else. Some of them make inflammatory cytokines, some of them make anti-inflammatory cytokines. You know, there's so many different things that these organisms do. A lot of times people will take a probiotic and they'll get worse because they took the wrong one. It's not because probiotics don't work, it's because the wrong one doesn't work.
Now, can you take an enzyme and a probiotic together?
You can. You're better to separate them a little bit. You know, it's like you take, you know, if you were taking an antibiotic, you should take a probiotic. You know, you don't want to take them at the same time because the antibiotic will have an effect on them. So if you can separate them by 2 hours, then you're at least helping to protect your GI flora with taking a probiotic.
How does somebody know what a good enzyme or a good probiotic is?
You know, again, if you look at the label, a lot of times being specific on the label is a really good indicator. You know, if it's a glass bottle is another good indicator. If it's in, you know, coming through, you know, mail order in some way, manner, shape, or form, you really don't know how it's been handled in between. You know, so if you can buy it directly from a company, then they're going to ship it from their inventory right to you. It's going to be as fresh as it can possibly be. Sometimes that's not possible, but looking at the label and then looking at the company, studying the company, looking at their literature on their website and seeing things like that. But they're only going to be able to say what is allowed to be said.
And where can people find more information about Master Supplements?
Well, we have a website, master-supplements.com. If you're a healthcare provider, we have a website, usenzymes.com. We try to separate things a little bit, but we do have products that have been around now for 22 years, helping, you know, people who have issues with, you know, we've been doing a lot of Lyme conferences, a lot of autism conferences over the last 20 some years, and we're still here, so they must work.
So I know with Autism Hope Alliance, Master Supplements has been a partner of ours for what, well over a decade, and we've been able to stand together to help families, which it's just such an honor to work with you. It's such an honor to stand and make a difference. What is the message you want to leave families with today?
I think the main thing is that there is hope, that families need to stick together and work things through to make things happen, and believe. And your child needs to believe that they will get better too. If you think that you're going to be sick, you're going to be sick. You know, if you think you're going to be well, they're going to be well. There's no different with your child. If they believe that they're going to get better, so positive reinforcement, hope, and it will come in some package, some way, somehow, in very mysterious ways.
I love that. Everything comes down to hope.
It does.
Thank you so much, Jeff, for being
here.
You're
very welcome.
And thank you guys for watching. Until next time, bye.